Planning Commission public hearing to order. Want to establish quorum, please?
Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here, sir.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And you have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Explain the meeting procedures, please.
I'd like to welcome you to the July 10th, 2017, Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience in attendance. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the commission hearing room. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division III permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, July 24th, 2017 Planning Commission regular meeting, and you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Okay, the first one up is 122 Fieldstone Drive, Nightly Rental. Is Representative Richard here?
Richard or Jerry, I think Jerry's here.
Jerry,
this is case number 1720. Of course, as you come in off of Branson Creek Boulevard, pretty quick there on the right, one of the first villas. Got some pictometry views here. Representative Richard Fent, and I think Jerry's the one here, seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division III special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of the existing single-family residence. For the Taney County Assessors, the villa is constructed April 2006 and listed as a 1,277 square foot. The applicant has indicated he's planning to move into the villa sometime later this year, but would like to continue to rent the villa as it has been in the past until such move is made. This one was approved for concept on the June 19th, 2017 meeting. Then we have our guidance code and definition of nightly rental, which is anything that's rented less than the 30 days. And then we have our maximum occupancy definition, which are two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. Of course, it's off Fieldstone Drive instead of Tuscany Drive. And then our parking is one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in the night of the rental. And it had a score of a negative one on the policy checklist out of a maximum 29. And the staff recommendations would be if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this permit 1720, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, compliance letters from Western Taney Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, the residents located at 122 Fieldstone Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which is two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the 122 Fieldstone Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Seven, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Nine, the planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance or a CFC when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will have 120 days to complete the requirements or the continued nightly rental shall cease operation until a CFC has been issued. And that's the end of the PowerPoint.
Anybody got any questions for him right now? No. Well, I'm sorry, we got you up here for nothing.
Got it. Okay.
Not the way I understand it, sir. Registering this until you get your business settled elsewhere, and
yeah,
then you'll be
yeah.
back here at the permanent residence.
Yes.
Whatever your plans are.
Yeah. Yes. We're like I said, we're trying to settle my wife's mom's estate.
I read that in your letter.
Yeah, we're trying to sell our. Getting our house ready to sell. So,
that's so as soon as that's taken care of, you're up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that all?
Well, in the past, I have stood up here because I was part of the group representing Branson Creek residents who oppose nightly rentals. But tonight, I'm not doing that. I am standing here representing just one couple. And I'm doing that because they have personally asked me to speak on their behalf. And that is Dave and Trudy Barker. And they're not doing that because they have some ongoing medical problems and they're uncomfortable about standing here and talking to you. And over the months, you guys have seen them on many occasions sitting here in the front row. And this evening, Trudy is here, but David was unable to be here. So in your packet, there was a letter that they wrote to the commission. And hopefully you guys had an opportunity to look that over and read it. But I want to take a moment and read it so that everybody here in this room can hear Dave and Trudy's words and their feelings about this application. And this is what they wrote to you. We are the permanent residents residing at 120 Fieldstone Drive in the Villas, Trudy and David Barker. We purchased our villa in July 2015 after selling our 3,000-square-foot lake home in Poverty Point, where we had lived for 35 years and raised our two children. We had both just been diagnosed with medical conditions. David's is a progressive illness that over time will only get worse. So we knew we needed to sell our large home and downsize into something with less maintenance and upkeep. After a lot of soul searching, we bought the villa. But there was a lot of thought that had gone into that decision. First, our real estate agent represented Branson Creek community as a quiet, peaceful retirement community, which seemed compatible for what we were looking for. Second, it was obvious that we needed to find a property that would be less taxing for us because we no longer going to be in a position to do the yard work and extensive maintenance to a home. Again, Branson Creek seemed to be the perfect match for the lifestyle we were searching for. It would be convenient to our doctors, the hospital, shopping, and our church. We liked the feel of the natural surroundings and the wildlife and peacefulness it seemed to offer. In the beginning, it was perfect, until we started hearing about all the nightly rentals that were invading the subdivision. Now one is wanting to be at our doorstep. Since we are sharing the common wall to 122, which recently sold and now requesting a permit for a nightly rental, we want to formally request that you do not approve this. There are several reasons why. This would cause us much distress because of our ongoing medical situations. With sharing the common wall, the construction of these units is not designed for larger groups because of the noise levels. You can hear people walking, and especially if there are children in the group, you can hear them running. In the owner's ad, he is advertising that he will accept events and children. So obviously, this will add to the noise levels. We have a fear of a fire hazard because of strangers not being familiar with the surroundings and not being as careful. We would not know from week to week who these people are, and since they would be complete strangers, this would cause us much anxiety. We will not have any idea of these people's background, and this causes us concern for our personal security. Their deck is extremely high off the ground, and we are apprehensive that a child could fall and get hurt. If we had known this was going to become like a Motel 6, we would never have bought the unit. We have been in attendance over the past several months at your meetings and have heard your discussions about these nightly rentals and how they should not be a problem. But we have seen firsthand the results of these being approved. What has happened is there is more traffic, more children, more crowds in our pools, renters using all the amenities that we pay for, and more strangers walking on our streets with no one enforcing the rules. So no matter how much you discuss these issues, they continue to be an ongoing problem. The owners personally do not oversee who checks into their properties, so there is very little oversight of these renters. We feel due to our medical conditions that this would bring us extreme physiological and mental uneasiness. Our health problems are only going to get worse over time, and we do not need undue stress added into the mix of our lives. We are respectfully writing you this letter because we are fighting to protect the integrity of our health, our peace, our way of life, and our investment. So we are asking you to please reconsider the residents on the other side of the wall and say no to this rental. Dave and Trudy Barker. And I want to just pass out, if I may, a handout here. There's a new phrase that has been coined in the political arena of late, and it says, let's look at the alternative facts. I went back on to your guys' audio and I listened to the applicant's words, and I'm going to quote what he said at the last meeting. He said,